Chapter 8. Rose's Last Days and Legacy. Rose's family, friends, and church cared for her in her last days. The people of Detroit also helped to care for her. People wanted to honor Rosa because she helped so many people. She always thought about others first. Rosa Parks died in her apartment on October 24, 2005. She was 92 years old. 3 days later, bus drivers started to honor her. Every bus in Montgomery and Detroit had black ribbons on the front seats. People saw the ribbons and remembered Rosa's life. Because Rosa was a very important person, her coffin went to many places in the USA. First, it went to her church in Montgomery, the AME. Many people honored Rosa there. One of the speakers at the church was Condoleezza Rice. At that time, she was the U.S. Secretary of State. She was the first African-American woman to work with the American president in this very important job. Without Mrs. Parks, I could never be Secretary of State, Ms. Rice said to the people at the AME. Rosa's hard work helped to open many doors for African Americans. Then, Rosa's coffin went to the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. Only the coffins of very important people go to the Capitol. Before Rosa Parks, Americans never honored a woman at the Capitol, and they only honored one other black person there. More than 50,000 people visited Rosa's coffin at the Capitol, and many more people watched everything on television. In memory of Rosa Parks, bus drivers put black ribbons on the front seats of their buses. Rosa's coffin. After 2 days at the Capitol, Rosa's coffin went to the Greater Grace Temple Church in Detroit. Many important people spoke, and everyone in the church sang songs and thought about Rosa. 7 hours later, Rosa's coffin was ready to leave the church. They put an American flag on her coffin, and a horse-drawn hearse took Rosa's coffin away from the church. Thousands of people stood on the street and watched it go by. Rosa got her headstone ready before she died. She wanted to lie next to the most important people in her life. Rosa Parks now lies between her mother, Leona, and her husband, Raymond. Rosa Parks left a great legacy. She had more medals and awards than many other important or famous people. 42 colleges around the world gave her special awards because of her important civil rights work. A horse-drawn hearse. The American flag is on Rosa's coffin. Leona Macaulay, 1888 to 1979. Rosa L. Parks, 1913. Raymond Parks, 1903 to 1977. Parks, Rosa's headstone. Rosa Parks. Rosa got many awards from colleges. Rosa also got awards from the President of the USA. In 1996, President Bill Clinton gave her the Presidential Medal of Freedom, and in 1999, gave her the Congressional Gold Medal. These are two of the highest medals in the country. The famous Time magazine also honored Rosa in 1999. They called her one of the 20 most important people in 100 years. A lot of people wrote songs and books about Rosa Parks. She was often on television, and a lot of people made films about her life. Many places in the USA have a special day called Rosa Parks Day, and a lot of buildings, roads, bus stops, and important places have her name. There is also a statue of Rosa Parks in Washington, D.C. People everywhere honor Rosa Parks because she helped to change the USA and the world. What a great legacy for a quiet woman from a small town in Alabama. A statue of Rosa Parks. Penguin Readers, The Extraordinary Life of Rosa Parks, Dr. Sheila Kanani, Level 2, adapted by Joy Williams, illustrated by Nan Lawson, series editor Sorrel Pitts, read by Laurence Bouvard. Copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2021.